Hey, what's happening, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Super Mercado Brothers Video Game Music Podcast.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? This is the podcast where we share and discuss the very best in video game music. My name is Carl Brueggemann.
And I'm his brother, Will Brueggemann. This is kind of a bittersweet moment. This is the fourth and final week of Nintendo Month.
We've had such a great time this month. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed it. Today's topic is Donkey Kong. We've been so excited for this topic for so long. Hopefully you guys will get a kick out of this.
Absolutely. The track that we're playing in with you guys is actually from Donkey Kong Country, but a fun fact is that it's based on the melody from the original Donkey Kong.
The original Donkey Kong, and that melody was composed by Yukio Kaneoka. He was a gentleman who worked on some of the very early NES games, and he actually was credited with designing the NES sound chip, which is kind of a fun fact.
Another really cool thing is recently Carl and I actually had the opportunity of getting to interview Dave Wise, the composer of much of the music of the Donkey Kong Country series, including the upcoming Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
That was such a blast. You guys should look forward to that episode. That'll probably be coming out in mid-December, so a few weeks from now.
Yeah, so originally we were going to have that interview as a segment on this Donkey Kong episode, but we decided against that for two reasons. One of them being that the Donkey Kong music is just so good, we wanted enough of an opportunity to get to play it and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And the other reason is that Dave Wise's career is really expansive and goes all the way back from like 1985 to the present. So we really wanted an episode just dedicated on him. And also in the interview, we get the opportunity to sort of talk about the whole span of his career.
Yeah, so we're just so excited for you guys to hear that interview. In that episode, we think you guys are really just going to get a kick out of that. We had a great time interviewing Mr. Wise. So yeah, let's get into it here. Today is Donkey Kong. Now, the biggest focus on this episode is going to be the Donkey Kong Country series. We're going to play a lot of music from the first, second, and third entry. We're also going to play music from other games in the Donkey Kong series that would come later. So let's get this ball rolling here. We're going to start things off with the first Donkey Kong Country game, which came out in 1994 for the Super Nintendo, and it was composed primarily by Dave Wise, but Evelyn Fisher also composed some tracks. So we're going to start things off with DK Island Swing, arguably the main theme of the Donkey Kong Country series, and this track was composed by Dave Wise. You're listening to DK Island Swing from Donkey Kong Country for the Super NES, and this track was composed by Dave Wise. There's kind of a cool story that goes along with this level, and you guys should look forward to that in our interview. Dave kind of talks about the origins of this game and how he came up with the themes in this particular level.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that just makes this particular piece of music so great is it essentially has three different songs that compose the whole theme. When you break it down, and that each of them is very different and has a completely different sense of rhythm and tempo and even genre. But what's great is somehow they all work together, especially in this first level, because what happens is at certain cue points with the music, there'll be different effects. It showcases like different weather effects, and it was really impressive for the time that they could have, you know, within a level there'd be like a sunset. And
I think what they're trying to do with this first level is really impress people and just kind of put their best foot forward, because with the music there's a lot going on here, but with the level too, graphically, it's kind of a showcase right off the bat of all the game players of this is like a new generation of Nintendo games.
Right. One thing that I love about the Donkey Kong music is that there's always such a rhythmic element to it. Rhythm has played an essential component in the gameplay of many Donkey Kong games.
Yeah.
So I think it's this particular game, Dave Wise really sort of set the benchmark for this is what Donkey Kong music would be like, and that really has to do with a lot of those rhythmic elements.
Yeah, one thing that I think is interesting is how much was owed to the original Donkey Kong. We didn't really talk about it up front, but obviously the original Donkey Kong game, which was designed by Shigeru Miyamoto, how much do you think the game designers at Rare were thinking or looking or playing that original Donkey Kong game?
Right. Well, I think the interesting thing is to have an episode on Donkey Kong, there really are two different Donkey Kongs. There's, you know, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Donkey Kong 3. That's sort of like the original Nintendo Donkey Kong, but ever since Rare made Donkey Kong Country, it's sort of developed into this entirely new character with a completely different attitude, a new style of music, and a different personality to the games. And I think it's really interesting because the Donkey Kong Country games are really sort of the bridge between the old and the new.
And anyone who's a fan of this podcast knows that the Donkey Kong Country games for the Super Nintendo not only are some of our favorite games of all time, but some of our favorite soundtracks. So we're just so excited to play this music today. Let's keep going here. We're going to move on to Aquatic Ambience, one of the most famous and well-loved songs in this entire series. This was once again composed by Dave Wise. This is the underwater theme, and it's incredibly beautiful. It's very, very impressive technically for the Super Nintendo. One thing that I think is cool about this song is it really takes its time. It's about a minute and 30 seconds before the main melody actually comes in. So please sit back and enjoy Aquatic Ambience.
Thank you.
So beautiful. You're listening to Aquatic Ambience from Donkey Kong Country, composed by Dave Wise. Definitely probably the most standout track of this first game, and really something that I remember when I first played this level. The entire experience gelled together, and it was so relaxing and immersive, and the music and the graphics and the gameplay, everything about it came together in this awesome package that was just, you were submerged with this sense of atmospheric wonder. It was just crazy.
Absolutely. It's such a gorgeous piece, and what I love is it takes its time, you know? It doesn't really get into the melody for quite a long time, and it really lets it build up, like its name suggests, it really lets it build up ambience.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I love about Dave Wise's music is that he's able to mix ambience with very catchy and memorable and often really emotional melodic material.
Yeah, and that's something, it's kind of more than meets the eye. I think when people think back to some of these games, they're very fun and playful and goofy in a way.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes people forget how deep a lot of this music really is.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things is that the music to the Donkey Kong Country series takes itself seriously and is really trying to impress you, much like the visuals and gameplay are, except the difference is that the tone of the game is, like a lot of Rare games, is very silly, but I think this trilogy is so impressive because the music really gives it a sense of dignity.
So now we're going to play a track called Treetop Rock, and this was one of the tracks that was composed by Evelyn Fisher. Please enjoy Treetop Rock. Cool. This is Treetop Rock from the first Donkey Kong Country game, and this particular track was one of Evelyn Fisher's compositions. And this is a great example of the difference between the musical style of this game versus so many of the previous Nintendo games. There's definitely a lot more of a Western quality to the music, which isn't surprising because these are Western composers. And I think that's one of the things that made this first Donkey Kong Country game so fresh and different, is that the music was coming from a different place.
Absolutely. What I love, though, is at the same time, it sort of fits in to Nintendo music.
Totally does.
The school that it's coming from is very similar. It's about having those melodies that stick with people. It's about using the basic forms of music to create an emotional connection. But what I love is the Donkey Kong series really sort of establishes its own direction because it does have such an emphasis on rhythm, both rhythm in the melody and as far as the percussion. Something that's so impressive about this game is that it really pushes the Super Nintendo to its limits in all aspects, especially the music. The quality and the timbre of some of these samples that the team at Rare were able to produce are absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and that's another thing to look forward to our interview. Dave kind of talks a little bit more specific of kind of the working on the Super Nintendo and using those samples, so that was so fun to talk about that. Let's play a couple more tracks from this first game. This one is called Ice Cave Chant, and this was another Evelyn Fisher composition. Enjoy.
Thank you.
awesome. You're listening to Ice Cave Chant from Donkey Kong Country, composed by Evelyn Fisher. This is one of my favorite compositions that Evelyn Fisher composed for this series. I think she did a great job with this track. It has so much ambience, it's so atmospheric, but it's also very catchy. So many interesting colors, a lot of use of delay. One thing that's so prevalent throughout her compositions in the series is there's a lot of sense of tension in her music. She really likes to do very experimental rhythms, and I think this piece is a great example of it's beautiful at times, but it's also very tense and stressful
right.
at times.
I think it captures the emotions of this level. One of my favorite little techniques having to do with rhythm is that that sort of beginning phrase, the dun dun dun, it speeds up at the end and it comes in a little bit too early, making it sound like an unintentional delay, which to me perfectly captures the feeling of when you're running in a direction and you have to turn around and you're slipping.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant little idea to have that rhythm for that delay in there, but it works perfectly to capture that emotion. And I love she brings that little line back on top of the melody.
Yeah.
During the second repetition.
Yeah, great track. Well, we're going to play one more track from this first Donkey Kong Country game, and let's end things with a Dave Wise composition. This is really one of the most quintessential pieces in the whole game. This is called Gangplank Galleon.
This is the final boss theme.
Composed by Dave Wise. This is so awesome. You're listening to Gangplank Galleon from Donkey Kong Country. This is the final boss theme, and this was composed by Dave Wise. Such a great use of those harmonized instruments. I believe they're trying to evoke some sort of a guitar, electric guitar sound.
But something badass.
It's really badass. It's almost cooler than an electric guitar.
Oh, it's way cooler. It's like a harmonica mixed with a saxophone mixed with the distorted guitar.
Yeah, it also has elements of a human voice in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it really does.
But yeah, how
He's
about
so expressive
this piece?
With his
brain. I mean, such a great classic chord progression. It's kind of like that Street Fighter chord progression that you'll hear in a lot of video game music, but oh my gosh, it's so driving. My absolute favorite thing about this piece is it starts off with that really happy kind of swashbuckling
song. Well, that
song.
Theme that's that's used and hinted at in the first level of the following game in Diddy's Conquest.
Yeah, it's so cool that it starts off with that, and then slowly you hear these lower droning instruments comes in. It's the scariest thing, and it's perfectly what we talk about. We've talked about it a few times, of the combination of something happy mixed with something that doesn't quite belong.
Right.
And it makes the most scary, you know.
Well, what I love is it, and then going back to that theme with that badass lead instrument.
Yeah.
What's so cool is Dave Wise is really showcasing the power of the Super Nintendo. Similarly to the introduction of the game, where it uses the original like NES music, and they were actually able to sample those 8-bit sounds and then completely do a remix and show like, wow, how much better this sounds.
Right.
It's crazy that it's only one console generation away, but it's really such a remarkable difference. Because if you compared the music of the Donkey Kong Country series to like the music of Donkey Kong 64, as far as the instruments, there's not as noticeable of a difference.
And we've talked about that with the N64. It really feels just like a slightly improved SNES in a lot of ways, because
well,
the
especially
way
if you're comparing
the
these series, because by the end of the Super Nintendo's lifespan, a lot of these composers and sound engineers had really just pushed it to the max.
So now we're going to move on to Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Conquest. Now, this soundtrack was composed solely by Dave Wise, and it happens to be our favorite soundtrack of the series.
Coincidence? I think not.
We are just in love with this soundtrack. Really, we could have done a spotlight just on this game, but you know what? We've played so much music from the series, and it's so fitting to have a whole episode about Donkey Kong to kind of think about the context of the different games. So let's play 5 tracks from this game. We're going to start things off with Jib Jig. One of my absolute favorites. This is Jib Jig from Donkey Kong Country 2, composed by Dave Wise. And what's so fun about this soundtrack is he really was going for a swashbuckling pirate feel, because the theme of this game is very pirate-themed indeed. One thing that's so cool about this song is it incorporates sound effects, that really authentic, convincing rain sound effect that really just puts you in the right emotional state for this level. If you guys remember, this takes place on a pirate ship, and it is raining. So it's so cool that this is part of the song. The rain isn't like a separate thing where different things will cut out. Like, it's all part of the song.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think that's one of the most brilliant techniques that a game composer can use is if you can evoke the sound or the atmosphere of the level in the musical score, you know, you don't have to do it with sound effects, and then you can be confident that it's all synced up rhythmically in tune with the music. And that was something that Dave Wise was an absolute master of. One thing I love about this game is that it starts off right where the last game ended. So mm-hmm. you're on that gangplank galleon, and so it's hinting at some of the music from that boss theme, but then when you go into this level, it's sort of, it moves to this weird aerial type of gameplay that you've never really had before in a platformer.
And it's so perfect for monkeys, because when you think about monkeys climbing trees, there's a lot of vertical.
Well, and the controls are very similar to something like Donkey Kong Jr., where mm-hmm. you're climbing on these ropes and swinging around. So I really love that they're paying homage to that.
Yeah, and just the theme, the melody is a jig. It's such a perfect something that you would hear pirates, you know, drunkenly singing on a ship. It's just absolutely great. So now let's move on to Lockjaw's Saga, and this is one of the underwater themes of this game. Now, it's so different from Aquatic Ambience, because I think the first time you hear this theme, the first underwater level, I believe it's like a pitch black underwater level, and then later on there is a stage where the temperature of the water actually gets really hot, so there's a lot more stress to these underwater levels. Please enjoy Lockjaw's Saga.
Thank you.
Again, such brilliant incorporation of sound effects and music together. What's so great is he starts off giving you a lot of sound effects and building up a lot of atmosphere, and then he kind of takes away some of those sound effects, and you kind of get used to the environment, so you don't need those water swishing sounds throughout the entire piece. Once again, this is Lockjaw's Saga, composed by Dave Wise. Such great melodies in this game, just so incredibly catchy and strong, and something that really stays with you long after you turn off the system.
Yeah, Dave Wise's melodies are really some of the best in all of Western video game music.
I agree.
They're just fantastic. They're up there with some of the best themes in all video games. Really great stuff. This has always been one of my particular favorites. I just love how epic it is, and it starts off so intense. All the instruments are very convincing, and it's just, I don't know. The other thing I like is that it's able to strike that perfect balance between ambient and melodic, and it also has a fairly common length, you know. It's about the length of a normal video game loop point.
Yeah.
But he's still able in that short time to capture all these different emotions while integrating sound effects, and it absolutely does not get repetitive.
It's a very economical piece of music. Yeah, I gotta say, the use of the percussion samples, I feel like Dave's use of percussion is by far the most impressive of any SNES game that I've ever heard. Just the percussion is so big sounding.
Yeah,
it doesn't
it's
sound
plays
compressed.
Such a present role in the game. And I really think it's because of this score why all the subsequent Donkey Kong games have such an emphasis on percussion, including into some of the GameCube titles like Donkey Konga and Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, which actually use that percussive element as their control scheme.
Now, speaking of percussion, this is a great track to play. We're going to play a track called Mining Melancholy, once again composed by Dave Wise, as every track from this game is. Now, this features some very interesting industrial percussion techniques, again, to set up the atmosphere, and it feels like it's sound effects of the level because it's a mine, so you hear these very metallic, ambient kind of industrial percussion, but it creates the beat of this song. So it's just a brilliant use of sound effects and music together. Please enjoy Mining Melancholy. Such a classic piece of music. You're listening to Mining Melancholy from Donkey Kong Country 2.
Gosh, again, wonderful melody. Such a great emphasis on rhythm. And again, incorporating those metallic sound effects into the rhythmic groove of the song is a brilliant idea because they totally fit the vibe of the level. And another great thing that really helps with the immersion of this game is every single level has its own individual death jingle. Mm-hmm. So when you die, it uses the sound set of that specific level.
So
and
true.
It's really brilliant because it makes it feel like the game is more like score. Like it really is dependent on how you're doing, and it's like part of the arrangement of that particular
piece. And that just was not done on the Super Nintendo before this. I cannot think
of
an example.
Well, and it's still not done.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that was a really brilliant use of the hardware. But what's funny is even now when we don't have limitations, you rarely get that level of creativity. And like, you know, most people just don't go that far to make multiple pieces of music like that.
One thing I want to say about this piece is he could have stopped just at the idea of having that really cool beat, and that could have been enough, but this part. It's so emotional and soft, and he takes away the drums. He's not just banking on the one good idea he had. He's trying to make the entire minute and 20 seconds just engaging. He doesn't let up.
That's
ever.
Why Donkey Kong Country and the whole series really fits in with the canon of Nintendo, mm-hmm. because the aims for the music are still always about having a wonderful and very catchy melody.
Very good point, Will. Well, now, folks, we are so excited. It is time to move on to our track of the week. This is a track called Sticker Bush Symphony, one of our personal favorite tracks in this game, and I think I would be safe to say that this is one of the most well-loved in this series. This is kind of, in some ways, a nice follow-up to Aquatic Ambience. As far as the music goes, this is a very emotional, immersive, atmospheric piece of music that has a lot of really beautiful sections. It's just one of the best tracks of this entire series. Please enjoy Sticker Bush Symphony, composed by Dave Wise. Is such a quintessential piece of music from the Donkey Kong Country series, ladies and gentlemen. That is Sticker Bush Symphony from Donkey Kong Country 2, composed by the legendary Dave Wise.
I think that may be one of the best melodies in the whole series. I want to say barring the original DK Island Swing, but honestly, part of me thinks it may even be better than that. It's so beautiful, and it just captures everything that makes the music to the series great. It takes its time, it's ambient, it has a long form, it's really melodic, it uses great instruments, great instrument effects. I mean, it's just an A+ in every level.
It's a perfect song. One thing that I love about it is it really builds up the anticipation. It reaches this point where you feel like it's the end of the loop, but it doesn't go back to the one. It has a deceptive cadence, and what that means is that it's the end of a form where you're usually on a 5 chord, but instead of going back to the one, you go to a minor 6. So it's kind of like you go to the relative minor of that key, and that's right where the drums come in. So it creates this additional sense of sadness when the drums come in, but then it does go back to the original chords. One thing that's so great about, do you remember these levels, Will? These Sticker Bush levels
absolutely.
Are so brilliant.
So cool. Such yeah. brilliant gameplay. That I think that's the other thing that's great is I think, you know, it's apparent why the music was so good because it was scored to the experience of these games. And these mm-hmm. games were just so stellar. They were such a high caliber. And, you know, it's so crazy. It was so fitting to get to use a character, a really classic Nintendo character, to sort of reinvent a whole style of gameplay that Nintendo created, the side-scrolling platformer, mm-hmm. and they honestly heightened it to a level that had never been done before. I mean, these games are just notorious for being some of the best and some of the most challenging platformers, but yeah, the music really absolutely helps to just polish
you
the
in.
Experience.
Yeah, it
absolutely.
Just sucks you into that world. So we're going to play one final track from Donkey Kong Country 2. This is called Forest Interlude. Enjoy. Dave Wise music just makes me smile. This is Forest Interlude from the second Donkey Kong Country game.
Gosh, I love how it just builds up those syncopated rhythms. And another brilliant example of using sound effects for rhythms. Here, they're using these foresty sounds. One of them is actually the tweet of a bird. And what
There's
I think
some
is
bug
interesting,
sound effects
yeah,
too, right?
A lot of these. Maybe like crickets. A lot of these sound sets and these samples were actually recorded by the people at Rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, so really, I would say that our upcoming Dave Wise episode is almost like the second part of this episode in a lot of ways. It's like the spiritual successor.
Well, and in short, it really just gives us another example to play some great music from this series.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so sadly, we have to move on from this wonderful soundtrack, but we're going to move on to the third game in this series. This is Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, and this was composed primarily by Evelyn Fisher this time. Now, Dave Wise did help on about five or six tracks or so, so we're going to start things off with probably the most quintessential Evelyn Fisher track from this game. Please enjoy Stilt Village. So cool that you get a key change in a Super Nintendo piece of music. This is Stilt Village from Donkey Kong Country 3, and this was composed by Evelyn Fisher. She did a really good job with this piece.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the most fun pieces in this game. It really, what I love, it's starting to bring in some of the musical elements that you hear in a lot of N64 Rare titles, especially a lot of Grant Kirkhope's work,
absolutely.
Which has sort of that really fun, goofy element
to
the
music. Bouncy
nature
to it, yeah.
Truthfully, it honestly sort of fits the tone of these games more on the nose. The only thing is I do kind of miss how dignified a lot of the music was to the first two games.
Yeah.
Because I thought it sort of let the gameplay and sort of some of the subtext be a little bit more silly, but it made the experience feel a little bit more genuine. And that is something that I feel like you miss as you move into the N64. But this game was actually made very late in the Super Nintendo lifespan. It was basically 96? After most people had moved over to the N64.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and there's actually a little kind of little Easter egg in the beginning of the game in one of the save caves, Wrinkly, I believe, which is one of the Grandma Kong. She's playing N64. She's playing Mario 64, and they actually harken to the Inside the Castle Walls theme in this game, which is really cool. But no, this is a great piece. It's a good point you made of some of the early traditions of the first two games. I don't know why I would say lost. I think there was a conscious choice to go in a little bit different direction, but you could tell that Grant Kirkhope and a lot of people that would do later entries of the Donkey Kong series, I feel like, really listened to this game maybe more than the first two, because Donkey Kong 64 feels a lot more similar to this than the first two games.
Right.
But no, this is a great piece. It's one of the most fun pieces in the game.
That horn melody is really great, and I love it's hearkening to all these little orchestral techniques that evoke that sort of goofy
and it's
nature.
Cool how it comes back to the original key. It's a very efficient way to do that. So now we're going to play a Dave Wise piece of music from this third game. This is Crazy Calypso, which I believe is one of the first themes you hear in the game, one of the, I think, main menu themes, right?
Right.
Please enjoy Crazy Calypso by Dave Wise.
Thank you.
is Crazy Calypso from Donkey Kong Country 3, and this is a Dave Wise track. Now, what's cool is because you have just enough of Dave Wise in the soundtrack to make it feel at home with the whole series, because I think if you didn't have any Wise compositions, it would probably feel a little bit more drastically different. But one thing that's cool is it still feels like a classic Donkey Kong Country soundtrack. And Evelyn Fisher, she's definitely not going too goofy on the soundtrack. I mean, there's a lot of really sad and intense pieces of music in this soundtrack. So I feel like she is carrying the emotional weight of the previous series. She's continuing that in this game. I mean, there's some absolutely tragic pieces of music in this third game.
I think
game.
Part of it has to do with a little bit of some of Dave's jazzier side also that we're missing a little bit on the soundtrack. What I love is that na-na-na-na-na-na-na is such a classic series of notes.
It's such a strong riff.
And something
it?
I really like is this game and the previous ones sort of establish a lot of the sound sets that later Donkey Kong games try to go for, especially this one. Mm-hmm. Having sort of the mallet percussion, I feel like having actual like African percussion mixed in with like mallet percussion instruments like xylophone and vibes.
Well, it's a very island kind of a feel.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's perfect. So we're going to play one last track. Now, we can't leave this system without playing a bonus stage, because really, I feel like the Donkey Kong Country series has some of the best bonus music of all time.
Right.
So we have to play a bonus. This is Bonus Time, composed by, once again, Dave Wise. Please enjoy Bonus Time. So much fun. This is Bonus Time from Donkey Kong Country 3, and this was composed by Dave Wise. Again, it's so great to get the authentic jazz influence. Really great Dixieland piece of music. Authentic clarinet, soloistic writing. It's just so much fun. Great brass hits. Lush brass hits.
Yeah,
in there.
Great sound of that big band. I love the clarinet samples. And just, the song is so catchy. You know what I love is all three bonus stages in the original DK2 and DK3, they all are sort of cohesive and like sort of the next step.
Yes, absolutely. One thing that I think is great about the way that they collaborated, this was mainly an Evelyn Fisher soundtrack. Dave was actually busy with another thing at the time of this game's development. But what's so great is because you hear this bonus stage so much in the game, it feels like you're always having his influence there. So even though if you have something, an Evelyn track that maybe is going in some different directions, the fact that you're coming back to that bonus stage, it's just so great to have that combination of
composers.
Well, yeah,
and it comes back to the palette of the original game. Also, sort of some of that jazzy energy that's, I feel like, mm-hmm. desperately missing on a lot of this game. And really, it's missing in a lot of DK2 as well.
Right.
We get a lot more ambient stuff.
Right.
But it is really nice to have a reminder of sort of the roots of this series.
Absolutely. So now we're going to move on to the Nintendo 64. This is Donkey Kong 64. Now, this was a soundtrack that was composed by Grant Kirkhope. So it's really cool to hear a new composer's take on it. And like kind of like what we said earlier, we kind of feel that maybe Grant, maybe it was just natural for him, but it feels like he was really listening to a lot of Donkey Kong Country 3, because I feel like this is really a continuation of some of that musical world. But again, this game is very different from Donkey Kong Country. It's, I don't know how I would explain it. It's not the most fun game in the world.
Well, I think in the transition from 2D to 3D, a lot of developers struggled, especially when you're rebooting franchises. I mean, it's... an entire series like Sonic the Hedgehog basically died from 2D to 3D and hasn't really picked up the ball since.
Yeah.
But with this Donkey Kong 64, they sort of, the elements that make Donkey Kong Country great are just fun, simple side-scrolling platforming. And DK64 is a little bit more exploration. There's a lot of collecting and it's much slower paced. And that really kind of shows in the music as well.
Absolutely. And another thing about the music is some of it doesn't necessarily inherently feel Donkey Donkey Kong. I mean, you could put some of this music in Banjo-Kazooie, and it would have fit perfectly in there as well.
Well, so. I think that's why Banjo-Kazooie did better, because it was establishing a new IP, where when people play a Donkey Kong game, I think they were sort of expecting to get that world, that music, that gameplay, but everything about it was so different that I think it felt very foreign to a lot of people.
Absolutely. So let's play some music. Great music, though, in this soundtrack, regardless. This is a track called DK Isle. It's one of the first themes you hear in the game. It's incredibly beautiful. It's one of the pieces that I remember from my limited time playing this game when I was a kid. Please enjoy DK Isle, composed by Grant Kirkhope. Such a great piece of music. This is DK Isle from Donkey Kong 64, composed by the wonderful Grant Kirkhope.
I think the thing is, the palette is so different from the Donkey Kong Country series, but Grant Kirkhope, in a way, is way more fun than a lot of the music of Donkey Kong Country. Yeah. Like, this piece is so fun, but such a beautiful melody. One thing I love, the Rare composers all have such a love and appreciation of the Nintendo composers.
Yeah.
You know, this feels like such an homage to Koji Kondo, especially the music of Yoshi's Island.
Well, what's so crazy is those legendary Nintendo composers were their contemporaries, you know?
Yeah.
They were really a lot of the people that were inspiring them, and they kind of had to live up to their legacy because, after all, this was published by Nintendo. This is a Nintendo game. So you can't just have music that really just throws away all of those Nintendo traditions.
Right.
Know? But it's cool that you're coming at it from a Western perspective.
Gosh, I love this piece. This melody is so fantastic. I love how it just sort of dances around the contours of the progression.
I love the brass counter lines. That's one of my
absolutely.
Favorite things about this.
And that whole B section, how it's sort of a variation of that melody.
Yeah.
Very brilliant part writing and sort of the chords
and
are
interesting
much more
pedal
advanced.
Tones on that section.
Just
yeah.
wonderful.
Great. So we're going to play one more piece of music from Donkey Kong 64. This is called Fungi Forest.
Thank you.
Well, that is a beautiful piece of music. That is Fungi Forest, composed by Grant Kirkhope from DK64. You can tell he has a lot of love here for the likes of John Williams, a lot of film music inspiration here.
Yeah, I feel like Grant Kirkhope really brings a sweetness to the series. It's such an earnest sweetness. I just love his music. And like you said, it really brings a sort of cinematic nature to it, a very orchestral film music.
Very Western element. Influence, yeah, absolutely.
Much like the work of John Williams. Oh, I love this. The only problem, again, is that much like the game, it just doesn't feel very reminiscent mm-hmm. of Donkey Kong Country. But what's nice is that this isn't Donkey Kong Country 64.
That's correct.
This is DK64. Yeah. But I think what's interesting is there were some growing pains to this whole project, because Donkey Kong, as Rare was presenting it, really had become a creation of theirs, you know? It wasn't really the same character from Nintendo. So really, after this point, it sort of became, what was going to happen to this series, and how are they going to musically accentuate the features of just Donkey Kong and not Donkey Kong Country specifically?
Well, now we're going to move on to the GameCube, and this is a game called Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. Now, this was developed by Nintendo Tokyo. Now, that is the same team that went on to work on Mario Galaxy.
And recently made the wonderful Super Mario 3D World.
And this game was, not surprisingly, composed by Mihito Yokota. This was a lot of people's first introduction to this composer. He did a really good job with this soundtrack. Let's play a track called Battle for Storm Hill. Beautiful. You're listening to Battle for Storm Hill. This is for the GameCube game Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. Now, if you guys remember, this game came with a set of bongos, and it was a very interesting gameplay mechanic. This is composed by Mihito Yokota. It's so great to hear his orchestral chops before he did Mario Galaxy. It's so fun, if you're a fan of that series, to hear kind of the origins.
What I love is everything about this game. This entire team was really experimenting with ideas that they really developed upon in Super Mario Galaxy. A lot of the gameplay mechanics of this game, if you go back and play this game, so much of it feels like, oh, that reminds me of this thing in Galaxy. And I think what's great is you get that in the music, Mihito Yokota experimenting with orchestral techniques that he uses to great effect in the Galaxy games. One thing that really jumps out at me is his use of the harmony in the horns. There's that sort of parallel fifth power chord mm-hmm. sound as far as some of those horn lines, which
it,
really
it
have
would fit
sort
an
of
airship
powerful...
level in Galaxy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. Well, now we're going to move on to DK King of Swing. This is a fantastic soundtrack that this game came out for the Game Boy Advance, and it was composed by Takashi Koga. Now, we've sung the praises of this soundtrack in the past on this podcast. We're going to play three tracks from this very colorful and wonderful soundtrack. This first one is called Raging Ravine. Thank you. is a funky piece of music. This is Raging Ravine from the Game Boy Advance game, DK King of Swing, composed by Takashi Koga. I love the Game Boy Advance. It's such a quirky combination. You have those really compressed samples that are able to be fairly expressive with what instrument they're trying to be, as long with those PSG classic, you know, 8-bit sounding chip sounds. It's great.
It's weird how the 8-bit stuff has such a clarity to it when it's this digital sound,
yeah.
Where when you're trying to sample like a string instrument, it has this compressed sound. There's sort of an irony there. But again, to me, part of it is just so classic. This is such an identifiable sound. I love so many games for the Game Boy Advance, and this is one that just feels so classic to me. One thing I love is we're getting some of that jazz influence that really was brought by Dave Wise in the original Donkey Kong Country. We're getting some of that back in the series, and that's something I really appreciate about this soundtrack.
I agree. Well, let's move on. We're going to play two more tracks from this game. This one is really fun and melodic. This is called Neki's Canyon, once again composed by Takashi Koga. A fun, whimsical, bouncy melody. This is Neki's Canyon, composed by Takashi Koga, from the really fun game DK King of Swing. I actually played this on the GBA and had a great time with it. This music is so wonderful. It's so full of life. I think he does a great job of using these Game Boy Advance samples and combining them. It really feels effortless, and I think the music is strong, and I think that's what's so important.
Right.
I think the chromatically descending bass line, it works so well, even when that kind of crappier bass sample has to get really high up there, you know?
Well, I love that there's such an elegant modulation, and like you mentioned, the song is really fun, great melody, but this whole part here, very interesting modulation, but it gets back into the key so elegantly. It doesn't take you out of it. I think a lot of composers really struggle. They have fun doing key changes or any sort of modulation, but then they sort of struggle to get back to the root, and it can sometimes be jarring. Takeshi Koga is really a master. Something that I love is I feel like he's sort of bridging the Western school of Rare's composition with sort of the Eastern school of a lot of that Nintendo music.
Yeah.
This track really reminds me of something right out of Super Mario Land or Super Mario Land 2.
Absolutely, I can
really
hear
melodic,
that.
Especially the bass work really reminds me of that.
So it's fun to get that combination. This definitely, you're right, it feels like it's coming from a different place. Well, we're going to play one more track from this game. This is our personal favorite track of this soundtrack. This is Bonus Stage from DK King of Swing.
We'll be right back.
What can you say? This is a masterful piece of music. This is DK King of Swing bonus stage. So fun to get that really upbeat reggae groove on the PSG channels. It's excellent.
Such wonderful video game music. It's really wonderful video game music. It draws inspiration from Mario, from Sonic, from Donkey Kong Country. It's incredible. Also, to me, it draws influence from the original Donkey Kong theme from the NES,
so?
As far as some of the chords and some of the melody. It gives me that same emotion that some of the chords in that piece does. But especially this melody right here, it reminds me straight out of something from Sonic 2 or 3.
That's a good point.
And then when the...
That's masterful, yeah.
That sounds so much like something out of Sonic, doesn't it?
It's so great to have those reggae upbeats because you have enough channels that it's not only relying on PSG. So the fact that some of the samples are taking the bass and lead, you can just have that really nice upbeat reggae groove. It's just excellent.
God, wonderful.
Masterful, yeah.
That just puts such a smile on my face. That piece was so good. I remember way back on our bonus stage episode back in season one, it was so good that it inspired us to have this really like deep conversation. I remember that being kind of weird because we went into that episode just like, oh, this is going to be fun. And that was at the end and we were almost like
that.
Weeping by the end. We had this deep conversation about music. It was cool.
Well, now we're going to move on to the DS. This is DK Jungle Climber for the Nintendo DS, and this was composed by Yuichi Kano, Yoshikata Hirota, as well as Takashi Koga. We're going to play a really nice jazzy big band piece called Secret Stage. Incredibly authentic. This is so much fun. You're listening to Secret Stage from DK Jungle Climber, and this was composed by Yuichi Kano, Yoshikata Hirota, and Takashi Koga. It's incredibly authentic. You're able to have enough of the channels to make a big band piece work.
Right. Well, what I love is, yes, it's an authentic big band piece, but the harmony is very timeless. It has this like 1930s jazz harmony sound, really authentically very lush, because there's all those harmonies moving sort of parallel, but really beautiful. Reminds me something out of an old like Hal Roach film, like Laurel and Hardy or something.
I'm listening here. I'm just waiting for a solo to come in. I'm waiting for a piano to start shredding over this. A DS piano.
It's crazy how short the loop is. I would love to hear this piece developed out, because great melody, wonderful writing, and a pretty damn good drum sound.
Absolutely. Well, keep in mind, this isn't a main theme. This is either a bonus or a secret level, so it makes sense why it'd be a shorter loop. This could potentially even be maybe an unused piece of music. Who knows? We'll have to maybe try this game out. But yeah, excellent piece of music. Now we're going to move on to the last game we're going to talk about, and the last track we're going to talk about. This is Donkey Kong Country Returns. This is a wonderful return to form for the DK series. This came out on the Wii, and it was developed by Retro Studios, so not surprisingly.
Probably one of our favorite developers there behind the Metroid Prime trilogy, which any of you knows, three of our favorite games
of all time,
and this game is fantastic.
And there's a lot of similarity between a company like Rare and a company like Retro.
Right.
What's so cool is some of the same people that worked on those Super Nintendo games years ago actually worked on this game at Retro. I know Retro was composed of a lot of different veteran game developers, some of the people that worked for the Super Nintendo.
The cool thing is that this game was composed by Kenji Yamamoto.
Yeah, so this soundtrack was composed by Kenji Yamamoto, as well as some help from Manako Hamano, Masaru Tajima, Shinji Ushiroda, and Daisuke Matsuwaka. So that's kind of Kenji's sound team. So I know he's kind of the leader and does a lot of the work and a lot of those other composers.
Something so cool is Kenji Yamamoto and Manako Hamano have such a great history together in the Metroid series. One thing special about the track that we're going to be playing for you today, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it, is I feel like Kenji's really able to capture some of Dave Wise's ambience that's very reminiscent of the original Donkey Kong Country games. But what I love is hearing it in a modern context, it actually sounds a lot like something from Metroid Prime.
He uses similar instruments too. This is Tidal Terror. Thank you. awesome. You're listening to Tidal Terror from Donkey Kong Country Returns for the Wii, composed by Kenji Yamamoto, as well as his whole sound team. This is an excellent piece of music. It's so on the nose for Donkey Kong Country, a lot of those ambience. The island percussion sound is so great, and the chord changes that these composers use in this track is so on the nose, but at the same time, it does feel like it's a little bit of a Metroid influence, especially with that synth lead.
Yeah, that synth lead is straight out of Metroid Prime 2. Like, it's crazy. The first time I heard this, I was actually watching a review for this game, and I heard just that synth, and I thought it was an interesting choice why they were playing music from the Metroid Prime games in a review for Donkey Kong. And when I got to this level, I'm like, whoa. But then I really started to appreciate how it was an homage to a lot of Dave Wise's sort of ambient music. I really thought Kenji Yamamoto did a really good job on this soundtrack, because there's also a lot of arrangements and remixes of the original Donkey Kong Country
music. Excellent arrangements.
So where this leaves us is I'm absolutely excited for Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. That game is going to be fantastic, because you get Kenji Yamamoto, who did this game, working with the legendary Dave Wise.
And again, folks, we are so absolutely ecstatic to share that interview with you guys. It really is a scoop. I mean, talking about Tropical Freeze, it's just an absolute honor that we were able to sit down and talk with Dave.
And
it's
getting
just
to
great.
Talk with one of our musical heroes is absolutely incredible. I mean, we've praised Dave Wise from the beginning.
But on top of that, the fact that, you know, this huge game is coming out in February and that we get the chance to talk to the composer, it's just such a treat. We're just having so much fun with this podcast. Thanks so much, everyone, for making this such a great time for us. Once again, feel free to subscribe to us on iTunes. If you're having a good time with this podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a nice review. Once again, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us this week, you guys. You've really made Nintendo Month quite a blast. It's, again, bittersweet to see this month go, because we love praising the big N, but I think it is time to move on. We've got the rest of our season, so stick with us for the rest of Season 4. I think you're going to have a wonderful time, and again, you definitely look forward to that Dave Wise episode featuring an exclusive interview with the man himself coming out sometime in the next month. So thank you so much for joining us today.
My name is Carl Brueggemann.
And I'm Will Brueggemann. Have a great week, everybody.
Peace out.